how to reduce plastic in the kitchen. For years, my kitchen was crammed with random products and gadgets, but as I slowly decluttered and welcomed open counter spaces, it's become apparent I also could be more conscious of the plastic I bring in. If you're interested in cutting down on clutter while also lessening the impact of your plastic consumption, this post will provide simple changes to reduce plastic in your kitchen. Plus, it's still plastic-free July. You have too many cleaning products. The cleaning aisle in the grocery store is filled with different bottles and jugs claiming to clean different surfaces. The problem with this is that you then have to store all these different concoctions underneath your kitchen sink, creating clutter and confusion anytime you want to clean something. I would oftentimes buy the same exact product by mistake when I already had it at home. Even if you go back just a few generations, you'll find that most homes were kept clean with the essentials: vinegar, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, and baking soda. With only these, you're able to clean a myriad of surfaces and even properly disinfect. About a year ago, my husband came home and I simply told him we weren't buying cleaning products anymore. I had found you can use water and vinegar for most surfaces, including your floor. I also realized I could use a washcloth on my Swiffer sweeper instead of buying one-time use cleaning pads. In just those simple decisions, I eliminated buying all-purpose cleaners, Swiffer products, and floor cleaners, plus the plastic containers they are all stored in. There are also a few more ways to reduce the amount of plastic in your kitchen. Five ways to reduce. Plastic straws. I get it. What's everyone's problem with straws these days? Those millennials. The fact is, they are pretty non-essential. However, if you love a green smoothie with a straw, just buy a pack of reusables. Disposable utensils. Again, you can eliminate these from your kitchen as you probably have silverware on hand. Yes, it requires washing more dishes. Multiple cleaning products. Another way you can reduce the amount of plastic you consume is by choosing to use fewer cleaning products in your kitchen. Like mentioned earlier, you can eliminate the use for Swiffer refills by just using a washcloth. You can make your own all-purpose cleaner using vinegar and water, which can be used for most floors. And if you really need to disinfect, bring out the big guns like hydrogen peroxide or bleach. Finally, to make surfaces maintain a fresh scent, scrub with baking soda. Yes, the bleach, vinegar, and hydrogen peroxide do come in plastic containers, although it is possible to buy in glass containers. Even though they come in plastic, you can use these for multiple purposes and buy in larger quantities. In many cases, your cleaning solutions are diluted, so the large batch of vinegar lasts quite a while. You're definitely saving a plastic container by refusing to use a variety of different surface cleaners. You can find a list of replacement recipes in this blog post about the 10 home products I no longer buy. Saran or plastic wrap. You can completely eliminate buying plastic wrap and instead substitute beeswax wraps. I went with Alameda Family Farm beeswax wraps because they are made here in the Pacific Northwest. If you don't live in the Pacific Northwest, try hunting some down at your local farmer's market. Beeswax wraps from Alameda Family Farm are eco-friendly, reusable, 100% organic, and locally sourced. What's really cool is that you can throw them in your own compost once they have lived their life, usually after 18 months. A completely zero-waste product. Plus, they just look a little bit more appealing than a haphazardly rolled plastic tube shoved in your junk drawer. Plastic food storage containers. On top of the other reasons to choose beeswax wraps, it also lessens the clutter you have for food storage. I have this one cupboard that has been my Achilles heel, so to speak, in clutter because it's filled with all sorts of plastic food storage containers. Having the beeswax wraps helps eliminate the need for so many because I can just stick them on the glass containers I used to serve the food in originally. I also don't have to dirty another dish to store leftovers. You can also purchase glass food storage containers instead. Since I wasn't ready to buy a completely new product, I just reduced the amount of plastic containers I had stored in my kitchen. I gave back containers that were gifted with leftovers from family and friends, and then donated, recycled, or threw out the rest. Now I use the extra space for recipe books. Final words. See how easy that was? We, the consumer, can make a huge difference. When we completely refuse to buy excess plastic, stores will eventually get the picture, and major companies will shift their focus to more sustainable practices that are better for our health. Even your daily purchases can make the world a healthier and happier place to be. Join the discussion. How have you reduced plastic consumption in your kitchen? The author is Maria Helcom. I hope you enjoyed the post.